Turn it up, bitch. What you here for? I'm going all in. That's what I do.
What's that to me that he want for Tunchi and Cheeto? Yeah. It's just one song for all my loved ones. Yeah. We ain't keep a score, just know I'm up something. Yeah. Trust nothing. Yeah. Bought that bitch champagne, I sip on my bubbly. Yeah. We went and got it when it was nothing. Yeah. Thankful for my daughter, I got love something. Yeah. Somebody gotta be there, I got drugs coming. Roof to flow my window, so on and so far. I'm the perfect nigga for the shawty, she like dope boy. Jumping off that jet, bitch like I think that's old boy. Spit this Percocet, can you do it to your nose? So I got real and they gon' die for me, oh, give me. Father to my dog, left me empty. All we know is thug, it ain't no other way for me. I can tell it fake, so keep your love away from me. Sipping in my coupe, listening to cold war. Visiting my youth, still got feelings for my old girl. Shot her, then she owed some. On my own girl, try to be optimistic. I be really in my own world. Oh, that dudes, I can't resist yet. Got me on my toes. I know nigga won't put my shit back. Now these niggas done folded on me. They were trying to put my shit back. That nigga keep them lows coming. My shit wasn't lit yet. No time for no changes. Yeah. Might be like that cool, that bitch is braided. Yeah. Now that bitch in front me like I'm famous. Yeah. This ain't what you want, this how I came with. Gotta be real if you don't try to speak my language.
We were chillin', we threw hell, don't think you know me too well. Syrup and my Jones, I identify with you well. Her little Beano on, yellow Beano on, oh yeah. I'm still off them Percocet, except now I take a few pills. Uncomfortable with shit, I need to do still.
Sliding through the trenches, I keep 2 shooters on standby. Smoking, reminiscing on the day I watched my man die. Social kept it anti, and he fade off, but I ran mine. Cars I used to scan mine, do this shit for my grandma. We playing ball and check it up. I do this for the brodies, lost their life, I pray they resting up. Wish I could take that ride with them. Fuck 12, we ain't confessing nothing. Rather die with them. It's all in the eyes, Chico. They never lie. They sick and tired of just waiting. I really despise probation. Nipsey provided greatness. I'm sipping in moderation. We really get treated filthy. The system gotta be racist. We die for this occupation. See drama inside our faces. So far from living average. I see my bro in a casket. As a young nigga, I done seen a lot. Shit you cannot imagine.
You can't.
Mama told me, Dave, slow it down. I just wanna go faster. I'm thinking, Lee, how you down me? Nigga, I had so much to ask you.
So much.
We was 19, drinking Mad Dog. We just wanted some action.
2020.
Before we ever heard about a virus, we was running with masks. Glock 40, when I go to sleep, kept it under my mattress.
Beam on
this lifestyle that I'm living now, I just wanted to have.
I wanted it.
I go to Dallas, they treat me like one of the Mavericks. I'm watching my body, I order the salad. This shit is so
automatic.
Never no fear in my heart. Anything you asking for, you can have it. I go where I go, see what I see. Come take
no
a walk through the madness.
No change, yeah. Might be like that cool, that bitch is brainless. Yeah. Now that bitch in front me like I'm famous. Yeah. This ain't what you want, this how I came with. Gotta be real if you don't try to speak my language.
We were chillin', we threw hell, don't think you know me too well. Syrup and my Jones, I identify with you well. Her little Beano on, yellow Beano on, oh yeah. I'm still off them Percocet, except now I take a few pills. Uncomfortable with shit I need to do still.
AllInRadio.com.
She came in that thing.
chasing $1 million dreams. You can't even see my scheme.
Hey. Set your humble ass down. Welcome back to the Humble Ass Podcast. I am so G.
And it's your boy, Freddie Benz, a.k.a. Freddie Dantastic.
And that's Burns back there with all the spiffy, spiffy, debris.
With the spiffy, hey, you know what that means. She's just trying to say, bro, you clean on the ones and twos. She's just trying to say, you clean on the ones and twos.
See, you get me, bro.
Yeah,
you
I get you, for real. Yeah, I get you. That girl said. And Burns back there getting spiffy, spiffy. Right, she trying to say you clean. She trying to say you wash the dishes.
She said you
wash the dishes.
Damn, bro.
We out here.
How you doing, Freddie? What's up?
I'm good.
Man, I mean, how you like this air quality that we got going?
Well, are you talking about outside?
Man.
Well, I think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. That the heat wave is over, right? Is the heat wave like way over?
It's pretty hot.
Yeah. You know, it was hot, hot, because I was at the house last night, and like during the heat wave, like even at night, it's like I was sweating, like it was
look at
hot.
This. Look at
but
this.
then last night,
shout out Jay behind the scenes,
or the boy Jay, you know what I'm saying, the boy Jay. But then last night, you know, I felt the breeze hit the knees. I'm like the heat wave over.
80s, mid 70s. The hottest gonna be that's, 78 on Thursday.
But that's like normal.
Not too bad. But right. Besides that, the air, though, is pretty fucked up because of the fires, man.
Yeah. The air.
You see, we've been having fire tornadoes.
That's different.
What do you mean that's different? They got to do with our air.
That's different. I mean, I never really witnessed a fire tornado out here in California.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So I'm like, that's kind of like new.
That was different. Yeah, I get it's you. Different. I get you. Yeah.
Damn, you don't want to get caught up in that.
Hell nah.
Like, you be twirling on fire.
Ouch.
Like, oh, man, that's a way to go.
I don't want to go that way.
That's a way to go. You ever think about, like, I don't want to sound like, you know, kind of dark. But like, do you ever think about, like, how you going to go?
All the time. Huh? You hear my music?
Chasing $1 million dreams.
Nah, I remember other music. I mean, having some pretty dark
music. the depressing, sad music. Yeah, I get that.
But I mean, it's a part of life, especially in 2020. I mean, if by 2020 you haven't experienced some kind of depression or some kind of emotional.
So in 2020, everybody's thinking about going. Huh?
You know, like you a superhuman if you haven't thought you. If you haven't thought any kind of, like, you know, sad stuff, because, I mean, half of the world is dying, people starving. We got Trump for president.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Man. Like, what if we are kind of, like, super, I don't know if I asked this question here before, but what if we are, like, super, when it comes down to, like, you know, not being able to access certain abilities that we already have. You feel me?
I mean, definitely.
You know?
Yeah. Because, I mean, even if you look at the system and the systematic oppression and racism that we've been under.
Right.
It just plays it plainly out there. Like, if you're not able to exercise your brain, and if you're not able to grow into these powers of knowledge,
right,
and thinking,
right,
and analyzing and critical thinking and creation, you know, it's like, yeah.
Because it's hard for us to do that because of all this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What if? You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that it's true.
I mean, it is, though.
I mean, I like what you think so as well, because, like sometimes I just say, okay, I kind of like clear out all the negativity. I don't, you know, I really just like don't really pay attention to all the distractions, and I really just focus on the now,
mm-hmm,
and inside that moment, you know. I kind of teach you that during like within meditation. So I've been practicing that though a lot.
Yeah.
And when you're in this like type of realm where you're just being. That's something else I want to get to too, the word being. when you're just being, you're able to really see these certain signs, you know, and it kind of, I don't know, for me, it kind of get kind of eerie, you know, because I'm seeing these signs that's actually telling me how I should, you know, pursue my future, or how I should, you know, walk in a certain path or on this path.
Like, but that's only in a spiritual sense?
No, it's in a mental sense, because I'm not just really, it's like how I describe it, it's like a connection, like, to the Matrix. It's like unplugging. Because, like, right now we're plugged in. We're plugged into everything that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's, you know, like you said, the fire tornadoes, and it's Barack Obama's fantastic speech, you know, and it's, wow. It's all kind of crazy stuff, you know. Just
I
really
mean,
pay attention.
Definitely, it's like...
When you just, like, block all that out, and you just be, like, right now, you just being... Mm-hmm. And if you're just being right now, you're not really focused on all the other, like, bullshit. You'll start seeing certain things, and it all makes sense. And I'm like, damn, what if that's, like, a power that a lot of people don't even know about?
To,
like,
just be.
Yeah, to just be, and then let life be life, and you're able to see certain signs or whatever that lets you know, like, where you should go as far as your direction in life.
I mean, that ties into meditation and just, like, going within and detaching from the world, right? And I feel like, definitely it's something that we all need to experience and need to practice.
Right.
As far as, like, you know, like, signs and things like that, I'm a spiritual person, and, like, I meditate, I pray.
That's where I've been
at.
And I definitely,
like... do feel that I've gotten signs in my life as to, you know, where or how I should lead my life in a certain sense. And that came really honestly from faith.
Right.
And from trusting that innerly in my intuition and in my spiritual practice and having faith that I'm tapped into that Most High that mm-hmm. that I feel connected with, you know. And honestly, it's changed my life entirely. I've had some amazing experiences, and it's a blessing, because with that comes the power to detach.
Right.
Like I like to crochet, so lately I've been making bags and stuff. Just
crochet.
Chilling.
What is that?
It's crochet, like
croissant.
Croissant. Nah, it's just like needlework with.
Oh, like arts and crafts.
So I've been making purses and bags and stuff out of yarn.
Oh, for real? You putting, like, glitter on them?
Nah, it's just yarn and, like...
You put
I'm actually working on a collaboration with a local town girl.
Are you going to start selling it?
Yeah.
What's her name? She from town?
Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't want to put it out there yet because it ain't all the way finalized. We started having conversations, you know, but... Okay. Just stay tuned, folks. Actually got a lot coming on and going on.
That's all, folks.
Since we on that subject, man, I just want to break it to the people that have been out there waiting for the Humble Ass video shoot.
Canceled.
That shit ain't
gonna never happen.
It's gonna happen.
That shit ain't gonna never happen.
Look.
We want some one-hit wonders. Damn. Damn.
We gonna make it happen. We gonna make it happen. We just can't do it on September 5th.
I was trying to make my comeback.
We can do it the weekend after.
Okay.
Or the weekend before. I mean, we got the video crew. We got the locations. We got, you feel me, just as long as people could come out, whatever. It's gonna happen.
For our local listeners. You know what I'm saying? The video shoot is happening.
It is happening.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all gonna have to tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? Freddy Dantastic or, you know, Snowy G, both on Instagram.
Yee.
You know, if y'all writing that down, did y'all write it down? Freddy Dantastic. I ain't gonna spell it out for you, take too long. Snowy G. And, you know, hit us up. If y'all want to come through, come through.
Come through.
You know, it's all about the vibes.
Guess what, too?
What?
I got the cover for my book and the final design in.
The cover for your book? What's your book going to be
called? So, it's called Snowy G, A Poetry Collection.
Uh-huh.
It's a collection of poems that I wrote throughout high school.
Right.
And since I was a kid. Just, you know, getting to the head of high school, me, my struggles, what I went through. And I go into and explaining the poems and what was going through my head.
Right.
A little bit of my life in Mexico and things like that. But it's pretty tight, man, the whole process of getting into it and writing it out and stuff.
It's going to be published?
Yee! What?
Hey, we out here. We're so bae. It's crazy, man. I always look from the outside in. So every time I hear like some bae shit, I be like, damn, bro, we just so bae. It's crazy. This ain't going nowhere. Yeah, man, because like, speaking of that, that's another reason why I was a little depressed today, because I lost my top grill. And I'm thinking it's materialistic. Like, I don't need that shit. Like, I don't need like things like that, you know, for me to make me who I am. But I'm like, I didn't have grill since I was in eighth grade. I've always had grill. I probably didn't spend thousands of dollars on grill. Like, for real. Probably like then or $10,000 since eighth grade. Cause I always lost it. I've always lost them. I had diamonds in them. I've always lost my grill. And I was like, damn. I always tell myself, I always say, if I lose another pair, I'm not getting no more. And I always get another pair. And I'm thinking, and it just hit me. I'm like, I gotta have my grill because I'm bae. Like, that's the bae in me. You know what I'm saying? If I don't have my grill, I'm gonna feel like something missing. I can't feel like that. I can't. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta have my grill.
Yee. Damn. Yee. You know what I'm saying? I used to want a
stupid
grill.
Stupid doodle dumb.
I never got a grill.
You never got a grill?
No. I wanted one though on my fangs because I got like 4 fangs.
I had grill since eighth grade. I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. How I first got my first grill. So me and my best friend, the homie, right? Like, he came up on some dough, right? I'm gonna tell y'all how he came up on some dough, man. I'm not gonna say his name. He came up on some dough, right? And then he was like, bruh, you want some grill? I'll buy you some grill. And I'm like, all right, we're in eighth grade. I'm like, for real, bruh? He like, yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, so we go into his house. And then he goes in his grandma's purse and steal hella money.
Oh, my goodness.
I felt hella bad at first. I'm like, damn. This is what we doing? We went straight to the goatee shop and got slugged up. That was the beginning of that. I'm sorry. Whoever, you know what I'm saying? To his grandma, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on right now. Like, where she at? Wherever, you know, she listening. If you ever get back to you. I apologize. You know, it wasn't me. It was your grandson.
Damn.
We got slugged up, though. Damn. I've been slugged up ever since.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What would you do with all the money that you spend on grills now?
Like I said, it probably was like, back? I don't know, probably put in my son's college. You know, because like, damn, I spent hella money on grill. And it's like, it's always because I lose them. Now, if I just kept, like, what if I had the same grill now since eighth
grade? You know, I had this theory because, like, I used to go to, like, Walmart and Target with my cousins and stuff, and we would, like, go with, like, big ass bags.
And you boost? Oh, bro. Oh, we spilling the frijoles today.
But look, I had this theory.
We spilling all the frijoles today.
My bad.
We sold grandmas and we boosted. Y'all thought we was humble. That was balanced.
We grew into the
humility. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yeah.
We know better.
That's not me no more. That's not Snowy no more. Come on.
No, but like, I started realizing like whenever I took something, I would lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get any use out of it.
Right.
And I would lose it. And then like...
Big bags, huh?
And like, it's just... I don't know. Like, I just started noticing and like, when I started like, taking less stuff or whatever, like, to one thing or something, like, then I would think back, like, days later, like, oh, I lost it. Mm-hmm. I don't even got it no more. So I just felt like it was like it's the karmic.
Yeah, it's like karma, huh?
It's a karmic thing, like yeah. You know.
Yeah, she was like karma, huh?
Yeah, it's like
damn.
It's no point in you taking it. You're not gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe.
So it's like maybe that's I don't know.
Maybe that's like maybe that's the curse of me always losing grill, always spending money because we stole it from granny. We stole it from
And now you know. Now you know.
Yeah.
So now you just gotta.
Maybe I might have to. We learning lessons, huh? The moral of the story. Oh, we learning. We learning lessons.
We learning.
We teaching ourselves.
Yeah, we growing.
Damn, I'm gonna have to go home and think about this one. I'm gonna have to go home and think about this one. Just maybe I have. Maybe I don't need the grill. Maybe my life would be better if I didn't have grill.
Probably, man.
Like
could,
10 times better.
You can put that money in your kid's college fund.
Bro, what if my grill is like a curse? Like a curse. And what if soon I throw the grill away, like I become successful? Damn.
It could happen. That's you just, never know. You never know.
Nah, nigga.
It was the, one iceberg.
Nah, nigga, I'm from the bay.
Titanic.
Nah, nigga. I was like, nah, nigga. I'm from the bay. And then you talking about Titanic. I got the glacier in my
but
mouth.
Estamos como estamos.
Bling blow. Every time I come around, I say they bling bling. Big man, brother about fitty bling bling. You know what I'm saying? Was it my grandma? Ben's here, Nicholas. Come on.
It could have been your grandma though.
But it wasn't.
But it could have been.
Bro, it's town. It's town shit right now. Fuck that, man. Nah, humble.
They humble.
Damn, okay.
Usa.
I'm not throwing in my grill. Anyway, big ass thunderstorm over the weekend. This is now we are your meteorologist. Big ass thunderstorm. Nigga, come on, cut. We are
big
the news
ass
too.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah, we are the news.
Like, you know what's crazy? So I recently learned, and this is crazy that I recently learned this because I've lived my entire life in East Oakland, right?
I mean, I still feel bad about that grandma comment.
Yeah,
right,
bro,
put
you
that out
feel
there.
Bad.
Sorry.
You should feel
sorry
bad.
One more time. Sorry. All right, go ahead.
So look, there's a company called ABNI in East Oakland that burns a bunch of plastic. That
burns all in radio. Don't have to. Well, you get the word of the day.
But right now, so even with a regular air quality, air quality is hella bad. I can't give you no direct numbers right now because I don't got them in front of me, but it's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. The air quality in East Oakland causes people lung cancer, lung diseases, headaches, irritation. It makes it hard to breathe, hard for people to focus. And this place is around 4 different schools in neighborhood communities. And now that the air quality is the way it is because of the fires, yo, it's really bad.
Yeah.
So even if you was not wearing a mask before coronavirus, please come out with a mask now to protect yourself from the horrible air quality that we have at this moment.
Man, my dumbass, I've been wearing a mask this whole time because of COVID. As soon as it started getting a little smoggy out there, I want to walk out barefaced. A lady was like, why you out here? On my way to my friends, and she always roasted y'all. She said y'all bad friends because y'all had me out there. Y'all waiting on y'all.
Bro, why is your Siri just turn off for no reason?
Because they listening.
They always listening.
Man, they always cool. Listening,
we got shit
bro.
To say.
Yeah. We talk our shit, Siri.
Nah, the air quality is pretty bad, man. Like the other day, we was over there sitting by the water. Looking at the sky, and it looks so. I wish I could show y'all the picture of how it looked, but it was like you could see like a tornado.
Say that again.
A tornado. Stop making fun of me, bro. You a bully. Be humble.
My
Be
bad.
Humble. Okay?
Damn, I told y'all I was depressed today. I'm like way slight depressed. I'm kind of mean.
I get it, bro.
Tornado.
I get it. It's okay.
Nah, but on a serious note, like that, I'm not saying I'm depressed, but it's like you see these certain you see these things that's happening, and it's like a domino effect, you know, and it's like damn, it's like damn thunder, oh shit, fire too, you feel me? And then here comes the dust. Like, what's next?
Cause we live in an earthquake county.
Exactly. So I'm like, bruh, it's like working on eggshells.
And supposedly, allegedly, when there's a hot weather and cold weather, because it was kind of cold before.
Yeah.
You know, and it rained.
What, like
right
the set?
That one night. That's like earthquake weather.
Yeah. That shit crazy.
Oh, look at that.
What's that?
That's fire.
Oh, right now for you, for the people out there that's listening, you guys can't see this, but we're watching the video.
They can't see it.
Oh, they can, but I don't know. Shit, I don't be knowing. I don't know about all this.
You know, Burns got know the top hole.
Burns got a top-notch technology.
All in radio.com.
I sound just like it, huh? Just like this.
Man, that shit is crazy, bro.
But it was like, But this, like, it was like this like last year too, or a year before, when it was like hella fucked up.
Yeah, and I don't know if you was there when we did the fundraising for all the stuff for the fires.
Yeah.
We went out there and it was hella stuff that people donated. It was an overwhelming amount of things and that people wanted to help. But hella people lost their houses and stuff. Look at
is
that.
This like due to like the heat wave and in the thunderstorm too, right?
Yeah.
The lightning. That shit's crazy.
So in your houses, if you can, keep as much things as you can off.
Close your windows.
To avoid blackouts and things like that. We live in real difficult times, man. Shit is crazy. We got fire tornadoes, killer hornets, a pandemic.
Keep going.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
What?
Oh, yeah, aliens, Godzilla.
Godzilla
King
coming.
Kong.
King Kong coming around the corner.
King Kong, Godzilla.
Man,
you know,
I was
Trump.
Watching the, what is it, the DNC last night? Democratic, what is it called?
Yeah, you like you getting all teary eyed. You posting
IG.
She was like, Obama. I
just feel like it was somebody that something that everybody needs to see, because I feel like a lot of people talk shit about politics and about people in political spaces and all this stuff, but are not aware of what is actually happening and seeing, like, you know, the press conferences and the speeches and the things like that. Like, there's a lot of horrible, fucked up things going on, and we can see that the political system has failed the entire country, and it has failed all of us, right? But right now, and I say this as someone that at this moment is not able to vote,
right?
You know, but I feel like if having a vote and having some kind of possibility to make any kind of difference, it's your responsibility to do it.
Would you vote for Obama again?
Obama's not running.
If he would,
like, I mean, would you rather keep Trump?
No.
That's kind of where it is right now, and it's like, you know.
But that shit.
And then at the same time, it's like I've heard so much negativity about Kamala Harris, right?
Right.
I heard, like, oh, you know, like, she's for the police and all this stuff. And,
but she is from the town.
And she's from Oakland. She was raised by an immigrant mother. She knows what the struggle is like. She knows what it is. You feel me? And when you're in certain spaces where you're talking about representing an entire group, community, or different groups or communities of people, there is so much responsibility and pressure.
Right.
So much. You know, that is evident in that party, that is way more evident than Trump's party. So it's like, at this point, it's like we can either keep talking and protesting and fighting and everything, or we can get out there, those who can get out there, and vote.
And make a
and
difference.
And do something besides just yelling of how fucked up everything is.
Like I said, like, I will feel, I'll have more confidence in voting when it comes down to locals, like the local.
And definitely, yeah, why not? But I mean, when you're there, you're already there.
But I don't really.
I
don't trust Trump. I don't trust Obama. I don't trust none of them up there.
And you don't have to trust. You just gotta have a little faith. A little bit of faith. Because, like, if the laws don't change, so we can change things locally, right? If you vote locally and say that votes matters and you change things locally, what if nationally you don't vote for Trump and then Trump gets reelected? Because the people that are for Trump are definitely voting. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that those people are going to find a way, regardless of whatever, to cast their motherfucking vote to make sure that he stays in there. Because they have it so good right now.
Honestly,
the way Trump is doing things.
I think all them niggas is a bunch of scapegoats and actors. Actors and actresses.
Regardless, if they're American citizens, they're going to cast their vote.
I don't trust none of them, honestly.
And,
if we're being honest, I don't trust any of them.
And that's the thing, dude. Like, look, there's like I said, you don't gotta trust entirely. You just gotta have faith, because the people that are up there representing, and it's hard to trust the government, and it's hard to trust the system that has been against our people for forever. But you have to realize that something in that system has to have been changing for a black woman from Oakland to be running for vice president.
And you know what's
like
crazy?
Like, something has had to been changing. Like, and there's other strong women, like AOC, who goes up there and she goes ham, crazy. Pardon. There is so much that is going on, and people have been fighting to be represented, to be seen and noticed and heard. So, I was here getting teary-eyed with Omaba's speech yesterday.
Really,
like, I really was kind of a little bit getting, because it's like to hear somebody, and I'm not entirely okay with everything that Obama did during his presidency. I'm not gonna say here that I 100% trust any politician either. You know, I mean, there has to be a fucked up system to allow this man to have been president for this long, anyways, and to run again, like. Obviously, something definitely needs to change.
I don't get it.
But the way that he spoke about how the system and the government has let down the entire country. But then he also spoke about how we have unified as people, as communities. And it was seen at the anger of everyone that went out in the protest, everyone that was out there fighting, everyone that was out there screaming, getting pepper sprayed and tear gas and all of that. People went out because they were fighting for something that they believed to be true, that a whole community nationwide and worldwide, people came together from different spaces to fight the same thing, which was this racism that was being shown with Trump's presidency.
Right.
Right. So he's like, you know, it's true that he fucked up. And that all of this is evident, but we have to have some kind of faith to get out there and vote. Because, like, these people, and it's a game to them, and it's a fucking system that's all fucked up. But it's like they go by rules and bylaws and different kind of codes and different kinds of things, and there's little writing to everything, but they stick to everything. So there's, like, And so if being vote, having votes in certain representation in certain spaces, it's written into that, and they follow that bylaw, they follow that thing, and Trump becomes president, and people didn't do anything to change it, who's people gonna be mad at?
I don't know. I'm just here to speak the truth and being my truth. That shit is scary, man. That shit is scary, cuz. Like, real talk, because
we're on the verge.
They talking about vote. Like, that's the push. Vote, 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 right? Like I said, you know, like, I don't know too much, so I'm not gonna sit here and I just know everything. You know, I'm actually ignorant when it comes down to this type of topic. I mean, but you know, just watching the patterns and, you know, the history and knowing that it's just not one man. It's just that this one man that everyone is seeing.
Right. But if you look at history and you look at the things that happened in history, right? The way things were changed were through laws. Even right. if there was protests, even if there was all this fighting and all this stuff going on, someone had to go inside of a courtroom and fight for that law or that bill or whatever to be passed. So it's the system. It's like you have to know the system in order to change it. And that is by voting. And
I'm mostly talking about like presidents. Like presidents, it seems like, or when it has like when it's a big impact or something, it seems like you'll have this president that gets the people emotional, and it's like, you know, the way I think, it's like you're sent to get these people emotional for a cause
and an agenda. That's true.
So what's the agenda?
That's true. And that's why you have to have like leaders that are righteous and that have a good heart and that want to do the best for people. And sometimes doing the best for an entire country is not necessarily the best for one person.
You know, like one of my favorite things to do is, you know, watch and learn from certain, you know, either it's a documentary or a book mm-hmm. or whatever that will have me more open-minded. Mm-hmm. And it's this show on Netflix called Connected. In the very first show, it's a series. The very first show shows how surveillance is in our nature. Look around you. Look at all these cameras. Mm-hmm. From a baby, we're being surveillanced. Surveillance is in our nature. Everybody's watching everybody.
People want to be seen. Because people are on social media, yeah. You know, blasting their face all day, blasting everything they're doing all day because people want to be seen. And then we go back into that, you know, feeding the ego, because at the end of the day, that's what it is.
But I want to connect that with voting.
Look, I be watching a bunch of, like, motivational speaking things, like, motivational speakers and, like, seminars and things like that, like, business seminars and stuff like that. And there is always emotion in the speaking. Every time that somebody does some kind, even when we come up here and we speak our truth, there is always emotion. And you have to be a good speaker to follow an agenda from a group. And that's reality.
You know what worries
me? And it's like, that's why it's like, in me, like, so for example, when I'm in certain spaces, I'm a president of a club. You know, like, I represent 20 other people. And when I go into a space with other people where I'm at, like, for example, talking about a grant.
Right.
Or talking about anything that I have going on where I'm trying to get support, where I'm trying to get some people to donate something, you know, a space or whatever. There's a certain stature that I have to have when I speak. There's a certain confidence and there's a certain kind of emotion that I want to represent to go back and show why it is that we need the things that we need in the community.
Well, because you're an expert. I mean, you're a real deal when it comes down to that, when it comes down to actually being emotional and having your passion because you really want change. So I definitely understand where you're coming from.
So exactly,
and I applaud
that's
that.
And thank you. But that's locally, that's here because you know me personally.
Yeah.
You know me here and what I do here. So we have to see the way.
I don't know Obama.
I know you don't know Obama, bro. Nobody, like, you know, people. You,
man, I don't know
but,
Trump.
But, yeah, we don't know Trump. But right now, it's like we
bruh,
have
what if Trump
choices.
And Obama are aliens, bro? They go back to the house. They take their mask
what
off.
What if it's not that crazy?
What if it is?
What if it's not that
what
crazy?
What if it is?
Well, you have more power over casting a vote than
right,
trapping the
I'm
alien.
Neutral. I'm right in the middle, bro. So what if like, it is? What if it ain't? I'm just, like, right there, bro.
So there's
a part of me that says, Obama, go home. And take his mask off, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoo, that's a relief, you know what I'm saying?
What if it's not that hard? What if it's sicko mode? So look.
What if it's sicko mode, man?
Okay, but then what if it's not? What harm would you have in voting? What Bruh. Harm is there in casting a vote?
There are experts. You know, there's experts. There are professionals and experts in everything, you know? There's so many different things. Like what? Like FBI, what do people in interrogation, hypnosis, we go down the line. These are experts. So you have somebody that come in here and they will do certain things and will have you hypnotized. You wouldn't even know it. There are experts in that. That's why I don't trust the world because there are so many angles and there's experts and there are people who are working with other people for what? Delusion and on a mass scale. We're talking about mass delusion on a mass scale. We're talking about hypnosis and all the type
okay,
of things on a
but,
mass
but
scale.
What harm would it do for somebody to vote? What harm would it do?
I'm not saying you shouldn't vote. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying be careful.
I think that's all I'm saying. if you have a chance to do something, why not do it?
I seen, I was watching this little show or whatever. It was like something on YouTube. This dude, he was a hypnotist. He hypnotizes one man to think that he was a Martian. And the dude was actually talking like some crazy shit.
It was real.
Like, it was real. And he snapped up out of it. He was
like, I don't believe nothing I see on the internet.
I don't believe Obama.
I mean, I hear you, bro. I'm just saying, I'd rather have Obama than Trump.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
But, yeah, anyways, yeah. Joe Biden is running, not Obama.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, when I see Trump, all right, like, look at this. Trump is like a businessman, right? Before Trump was a president, everybody fucked with Trump. I'm talking about like all the rappers, everybody. You know what I'm saying? He's in pictures. He was in Home Alone movie. He was everywhere. So when he became president, now he's the biggest asshole.
Because he's irresponsible. He should not be president. And he's making a joke out of the entire country.
You see these crazy patterns? Like, there's patterns. You have Clinton, who was supposed to be. You have John Kennedy, supposed to be a good president. Then you had a bad president. Then you had a good president. Bad president. You had a good president. You don't see these patterns?
I don't know. I haven't looked back that far. But.
Yeah. Why are the Republicans so fucked up? And then when we have a Democrat, why is he just like the superhero?
It's like, okay, when you look back in history, the Republicans are made out of, like, the...
Out of reptilians? Right, out of lizards? Yeah, nigga.
They're
I'm going there today.
The landowners. You're dropping all the controversy. Owners, you're dropping all that more shit. More corporations. And it's a whole, like, big-ass system. And I'm not an expert when it comes to politics or anything like that. But all I'm saying is that I think that if you can vote. But
oh, yeah.
Everything stems back to, you know, we have a fucked up system that was not even created for our people, and we see that it's failing.
But like I said,
But how do you change that?
I'm not sitting here saying I know everything. I don't. Like, if you do your research and you go in there and you feel comfortable enough to vote and do it. Do it, you know. I just be talking my shit, honestly. I just came. I just feel like...
You brought a song today?
Yeah. You roger that. You know what I'm saying? You roger that copy. We finna bring it back. This song came on when I was working out. I was like, bro, I'm finna bring this to the pod. We gotta bring this shit back. You feel me? Roger that, Young Money. Let's get it.
AllInRadio.com.
I'm in the collard green, six cornbread in the guts. Got the Halloween kicks, trick or treat in the clutch. Come on, niggas, you tricking the what? Floats tighter than a dick in the butt. Just hopped off the plane, came back from Vancouver. Little white teeth, some boobs and bamboos. White girls tell me, hey, Nikki, your camp rules. Is that why you get more head than shampoos? Assalamu alaikum, no oink for me. And I never let a D-boy boink for free. Cause it's Barbie, bitch, you could join the wave. I done penny nickel dimed, I done coined the phrase. You couldn't beat me there if you had a leer. Indian style courtside with a cavalier. VIP rosés, you can have a beer. Cause honey, when you get money, you don't have a care. Now roger that. Young Black Ricos, kill for the C-notes, but me though, I'm Jackson, bitch, Tito. She wanna play games, but this is not bingo. Monopoly, I'm past go, go ahead and deep throw. Faux chick foursomes, skin color smoker. Sally and Sonya, put the pussies on my totem. Povart, stroke them, strike it like bowling. Now open like you're yawning, it's 6 in the morning. Sleeping on me, probably in the coffin. I'm hotter than the end of fucking August. I'm awesome. Repeat it to your grandma and uncles. My mother's tigers, no dad, but I'm the motherfucker. Motherfuckers, this the last supper. Look, no hands, I'm a bread cuffer. I don't dare lover, I'm a dead devil. I don't fear nothing, motherfucker, Young Money.
Now roger that. Roger that. Roger that. Roger that. Fuck around and never get Roger back.
I'm going in. Fresh off the jet, sharper than Gillette. The blood still wet, so pass it like bread. We sips out a mug, we call it upset. Smoke more than four quarters, we call it sudden death. I'm a beast, you a pet. AK long neck, key sweat. Weezy motherfucker, capo in this bitch with me. Money talks and have a convo in this bitch with me. I'm mountain high, Colorado in this bitch with me. Flow crazy, 730, you just 650. 20 bullets from the chopper, take the roof off. Laughing to the bank, I'm a goofball. It's YM, and we at your neck like a violin. It's our world, we make it spin, and y'all the prey. Amen.
Rot, 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 roger that. Copy. Copy.
Copy, copy.
Walkie, walkie, talkie. You know what I'm saying? Top flight security on this motherfucker. Yo, yo, we're back.
We is back.
Back like what? School on a laptop. Because you ain't going in the classroom if you're going back to school.
Man.
If you're going back to school, the only way you can get there is through Zoom.
Did I talk about this last week? I don't know if I talked about this last week about...
Parents, be careful while your kids is on Zoom. Don't be cursing them out. Don't be talking bad about their dads. You know, that's just in case their dads ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa.
Bro, there was a dude that came in and killed his kid's mom.
Oh, I think I heard.
Zoom.
Yeah, I think I heard about that. I think you did tell me that.
I did talk about that. That shit is just.
I know it can be stressful out there, parents. I'm a parent myself. Man. I gotta call my son. I'm gonna call my son after the show.
Likewise.
But yeah, it was his first day. But he called me. He hit me up. He hit me like he was excited. You know,
yeah, that's
he
cool.
seemed like he was pretty
cool.
excited
cool.
about
nah,
it.
My daughter is like, I don't like lightning. I don't like school. I don't like this little computer. Da-da-da.
It's
she
just
don't want to be on it at all.
It's just the new. It's just the it's just life and evolution and the way things are going. I think we really have to learn how to accept.
Yeah,
it,
I think for her,
life,
I
know,
think for
it
her,
is.
It was like a transition, right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
oh, definitely.
She's been like in her little small time of life, she's already been through a lot of changes
right.
and a lot of different transitions, mm-hmm. and you know, even through COVID, like being in quarantine
right.
and like all that stuff,
right.
and finally things were getting cool, and like now all of a sudden she got to start school again. So it's like, and then it's a different kind of school. So
for environment.
Yeah, for kids, it could be hard and overwhelming. You know, it's like we got to have a lot of patience.
Right.
And really understand and value their emotions. And, you know.
As human beings, we've been here for a long time. We're strong people. I mean, we're very strong. So tap into that. You know, tell yourself you're strong and you know, you can get through this. Like, for sure. Because, you know. The world is changing, and it can get better or it can get worse, but it most definitely is about survival and, you know, and trying to find some peace, trying to find some happiness through it all. Go ahead. You got a poem? I know someone's trying to wrap this thing up. We can throw this all quick right, poem
man,
out here real
so,
quick.
So, we was talking about depression. Of course, I always write when I'm depressed.
Right.
Nah, but there was this night last week where I was like feeling super overwhelmed. Like I was finishing up this designs at like in the middle of the night after doing hella different types of work and actually this was literally last week after the show. I was like, okay, I gotta get this done, and I was really tired, and I felt overwhelmed. So I was like, okay, I gotta.
Here we go. Exclusive. Snowy G about to deliver the bars as she always do.
Let's
go
see.
Ahead. Take the floor, Snowy G. Woo, woo, woo.
I need to write it out. I'm tired of the write it out. These waves keep coming and I have to keep going. Now I'm wishing for a drought. As I'm swinging in the sea of mourning, my town is overflowing with pain, suffering, and just as violence overflowing. I go to sleep dreading the morning, afraid of who is the next soul will be mourning. Trying to process, my brain is crashing. Too many tabs open, nothing can be closed. It's too important. It's too important. Someone needs to care. Someone needs to be here and there, so you'll see me everywhere. pleading for my hood to care. We scream and shout while our brothers and sisters bleed out. I'm tired. I don't want to preach to a crowd, but y'all, we're in a drought. A drought of good souls who care for the world. Our earth is dying. Mother Nature's been crying. I can't breathe. Aren't you listening? Fuck, she screams. Sometimes I want to quit, but I can't. My soul is on fire. As I see signs of the times, asking God to use me and guide me into the light. Because I'm terrified. Our president is a racist, misogynistic, sexist, pedophilic fraud. Kids are being caged up, raped, sold, or killed. Families torn apart. Some of y'all still don't put your faith in God. I can't breathe. This mask feels too tight, like the hands of my ex who taught it best to use his hands around my neck to demand respect. I can't breathe. Porque tengo un nudo en la garganta. Quiero llorar y no puedo. No debo, no tengo miedo. No dejaré, no tengo tiempo. No dejaré que el miedo me haga esto. Con los rezos de mi abuela seguiré adelante. Con la frente en alto recordaré de dónde vengo. El miedo no me deja respirar. Vuelvo a empezar en mi hija y se me borra la vista. Las lágrimas quieren salir, pero no puedo. No tengo tiempo. Tengo que progresar por ella. Por el día que la tenga, aunque si padre no lo quiera, de nuevo me convertiré en una fiera. No saben lo que les espera, si Dios está en mi lado, no hay a quien le tema, pero necesito fuerzas para gritar y decir quién nos libera. That's it.
That's it. That was the first part, the part that I can understand, the rest you had to translate for me later. But oh, that shit was fire. That shit was fire. Snowy always come through with the bars, man. Poetry.
Dopery. Dopery poetry.
What's the other one?
Sorcery, dopery, poetry.
Man, it was fire. Hierarchy Queen, you did that, Snowy, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's our show. Thank y'all, thank you know what I'm saying, for coming through, tuning in. This is the Humble Ass Podcast with Freddie Dantastic
and Snowy G.
Yo, we going to see you all next week.
Keep it lit.
Man, and don't forget to breathe. Beans here.
Picture me putting my city all over the map. Whoa. They wasn't believers, I had to get even in math. We coming up, pulling up, jumping all over your grass. So tell all my bitches I got a new girl. Tell the police that I'm robbing a bank and I want all my 50s in cash. Bitch, I'm tired of living check to check. I need 20 models and some extra sex. Smiling in my grave, bitch, I'm fresh to death. I've been drinking Wu-Tang with a Spectre deck. Getting drunk, yeah, I got some shit that I gotta just get off my chest. I cannot miss, I got lots on my list and you next. Take it how you want it. I ain't famous like I want it, but I think I might just skirt off. Blow the speakers and turn off. Pop a bottle of Smirnoff. Go to church with my shirt off. Tell the Lord that I'm here now. I've been waiting for so long. I've been patient for so long. Breaking rules like there's no laws, and I did it for a long time. If you don't like me, take a ticket. There's a long line. Nice to meet me, ho. I think the pleasure's all mine. Shit, they've been clocking me so long. I think they lost time. Ooh, you lost your mind, nigga. Fuck you, man. Woo. God damn it, nigga. Fuck you, man. And I don't trust a motherfucking soul. What the fuck you mean? Woo! Hold up. Whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck you mean? Woo! Hold up. Look. Don't know what you think of. Compare me to niggas and nothing. Adrenaline popping, the blood will be leaking and running. Yeah. Should I do what I do? I don't care if you like it or love it. Tell all of my bitches I got a new girl. Wait. Yo, tell the police that I'm robbing a bank and I want all my money, your hundreds. Bitch, I'm tired of living on the edge. I wanna sell drugs, but they gon' call the feds. I just bought a brick and that shit cost an arm and leg. My mama told me take it back and get a job instead. What's your common sense, nigga? Me and the devil got too much in common, I swear. Born in the ghetto, I never had nothing to fear. Take it how you want it, I ain't famous like I want it. So I might just throw a hissy fit. Call up Cassie, ask if she broke up with Diddy, yeah. I told Shorty, if she talking, I ain't hitting it. Cause she gon' call her friends up and brag about the shit we did. Whoa, I ain't in the pillow talking, go chop off your lips, yeah. If I ain't in your top 10, go dive off a bridge. Wow. My block boys, I Glock boys that knock off your lid. Wow. I dot your, go pop off, so hop off my dick. Woo, nigga, fuck you, man. Woo. God damn it, I said, fuck you, man. Woo! Listen, I don't trust a motherfucking soul, nigga. No, nigga, fuck you, man. Whoa, 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 what the fuck you, man? Woo! You
You thought I was finished, you thought it was over. You thought I retired, you thought I went fishing with Kobe. Nigga, I'm still as ill as considered as one of the coldest. Still a put a partner rapper here like Moses. I'm throwback like a molar roller. But ho, I'm cooler than a cup of yogurt. Black drip boy, truck soldier. I'm cool with drug lords and Ayatollahs. Rap guards, Cyclops and Ogre. Bitch, I'm King Kong, ain't nobody told ya. Fuck you think, broke, still smoke. All fucking about the brown, about to go get loaded. Retarded Paul McCartney, bitch, I'm rich. I'm Muhammad Ali, I talk shit. I'm James Brown, about to tear down this bitch. I'm Michael Jackson, bitch, I'm bad as bad gon' get. Ow! Fuck you, man!
AllInRadio.com.
Yeah. All I need is one scale, a couple bells. Came in this shit by myself. Doff, why you fuck this girl? Oh, shit, cause I'm a player. Quarterback, no NFL. Ay, drippy in Chanel. Drippy. Playing high, go see in the mansion with my little girl. Aria. Elevator was too crowded, so I took the stairs. Woo. The whole industry was hate, so now I give them hell. Businessman, I invest a whole million in the mail. Yeah. I treat bitches like some shoes, I cop them by the pair. She like when I grab her neck and pull up by her hair. In my city, I'm more important than the fucking mail. 10 years straight, I set the prices on the kush, I swear. I got your bitch looking for flipper. I let her ride like a bicycle. I pulled out and bust on her dimples. Quarter million for this Richard. I had to run on them digits.
Run it up.
Niggas know that I'm the sickest.
For real.
Bitches know that I'm the littest. Whip my dick out and piss on your feelings.
For real.
I heard that little nigga from Memphis.
Okay.
I heard he used to trap in Fendi.
Okay.
I heard he went to jail in a Bentley.
Okay.
Scratch with me in New York City. Little black nigga with all this fucking paper on me, man. What the fuck they mean, man? I can't guard like that. Hold up.
Banging ill, swinging skills, what? Shaking got residue in my nails. Start getting real money, we busting bills. Everybody on the floor know the smell. Dropped out of high school, had to start bringing my Glock, couldn't show and tell. Big bro got life in the fence, can't talk on the phone, but he know as well. Walked out the trap with a big old bag till I pop in the house, I was on the cell. Sitting on Sunday, that bitch in my hand, but I'm sitting in my head, know I'm gonna prevail. If I call a house phone, tell her bring that bitch out, cockin' my mama will. I was 18, my OG see me hop out the Benz or a Bonneville. I bought a mansion, poppin' that bitch fresh off a shootout, I'm hot as hell. You gon' do some time, niggas probably tell. Fuck it, this lifestyle, no, I probably will. I'm in the yo with my nigga Dolphy, rockin' white, but his neck on Gabbana still. I'm rockin' Christian Dior with a bag full of blues, all black, but it's Prada still. I'm in the rack, Benihana, don't eat at her modesty, I be get probably killed. Told her bro, come out with me and Bally, get out the rack, he might come there, catch a body still. I pull up on your home in a lamp, smoking out the sack, arch your back, disappear artifact. I ain't coming with shit, but my pipe in the box of Max 20 on me, that's my starter pack. Getting too much money, we ain't tryna make arch. Rivals, you know we spark rides. Always outside in this reason we won battles, nigga, we won part-time. Got a youngin', he only sit straight at you. You ain't never heard that snake rap. On a nigga head, then we just can't catch you. Spin twice, mad as fuck, going straight past you. Ever tried to kill a nigga, that's cause we had to. Meeting up in the clubhouse like Razzle. Everybody rich as fuck, ain't nothing past due. I could go grab an M from my mama pad too. Let me see what you gon' do, we could team tag too. Oh, you ain't with the shit, have somebody blast you. Tech on my lap, if God bless you, I tag you. How you feelin' the bag with your fast food?
I'm taking all bets. Fuck it, I'm all in.